Since we just began the holy season of Lent yesterday, I wanted to just spend a few moments tonight just giving some reflections on some Lenten practices and traditions. First of all, the word Lent comes from the Old English word Lenten, which means springtime. Obvious, because Lent always falls during the spring, as we're now hopefully leaving winter pretty soon and working our way into spring. But also because Lent should be a springtime for our spiritual life. It should be a time that we grow in our faith through prayer, penance, spiritual reading, the sacraments. So hopefully this Lent will be for each of us a springtime, a renewal of our Catholic faith. That's really the meaning of Lent. Lent originated as preparation for baptism at Easter. The catechumens would be preparing and for their baptism at Easter, and the Church said, let's have them prepare for 40 days in imitation of Jesus' 40 days in the desert, because he was preparing also during that time for his public ministry. So we prepare during 40 days of Lent as well. So the catechumens would prepare for 40 days, prayer and fasting, and then they'd be baptized at the Easter Vigil. And it's really, that's the most beautiful time to be baptized, especially for adults, because Easter reminds us of the death and the resurrection of Christ. And baptism reminds us of the death and resurrection of Christ. In baptism, we die to sin and then are raised to new life. The very word baptizein means to be immersed, to be plunged. So we die with Christ and we rise with Christ. That's what happens at baptism. And that's why the early Christians were always baptized as adults at Easter. So the Church then expanded this preparation period of 40 days, not only to the catechumens, but to the entire Church. So the entire Church would have a 40-day period of prayer, fasting, and penance to imitate Jesus' 40-day fast in the desert, also the 40-day fast of Elijah on Mount Horeb, the 40 days of Moses on Mount Sinai, and to commemorate the 40 years of the Israelites wandering in the desert en route to the Promised Land. The Church chose the color violet or purple as the penitential color to remind us of penance for our sins, that we should do penance during this holy season. That's why the priests will wear violet every day during Lent, except for, of course, Laetare Sunday, where we wear the rose as a sign that Easter is soon approaching and we have joy in the midst of our prayer and penance. The Church says that during Lent, we do not sing the Alleluia or the Gloria or have flowers in the church unless it's a holy day that falls during Lent, such as St. Joseph or the Annunciation. And even during the last 2 weeks of Lent, we cover the statues with purple or violet colors to remind us of sorrow and solemnity as we approach Easter, that even the glory of the saints is temporarily covered until the glory of the resurrection is revealed at Easter. The Church begins Lent with Ash Wednesday, when we receive the ashes which are made from the burnt palms of the previous Palm Sunday. The fact that it reminds us of the sackcloth and ashes that were used by the Hebrews as they would do penance for their sins. Remember Jonah, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. People, it says, repented in sackcloth and ashes. Ashes are a sign of repentance. Another beautiful tradition during Lent is making the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross are in every Catholic church throughout the world. This occurred after the time of the Crusades, after the A holy land was taken over by the Muslims. It was often too dangerous for Christians to travel to the Holy Land to make the Via della Rosa, the way of the cross. And so St. Francis and the Franciscans encouraged every church to have stations. That way we could make the way of the cross in our own parishes, in our own churches. Just like the Blessed Mother made the first way of the cross 2,000 years ago. When she met Jesus on the way and embraced him on his way to his death on Calvary. And they say that after the resurrection, after Jesus ascended into heaven, Our Lady was often seen walking the way of the cross, the Via della Rosa, to remember and to stop at each place where Jesus fell, the first time, the second time, the third time, where Jesus met her, where he met the holy women, where he met Simon of Cyrene. And so it was Our Lady, they say, who really was the first one to do the stations of the cross. And that's a beautiful tradition that we keep up every Friday, especially during this Lenten season. And lastly, one other little interesting tradition is the origin of pretzels came about during Lent. The word pretzel comes from the Latin word bracelle, which means, in Latin, little arms folded in prayer. And that's what a pretzel is. Made by the monks and the nuns, it was made of flour, salt, and water, items that people would be able to continue eating during the Lenten season. They would be rolled up and folded into arms folded in prayer. So I encourage you during this holy season of Lent to have some Catholic snacks sometime and have a few pretzels during Lent.